everyone. My name is Joe Polish, president of Piranha Marketing, and welcome to the coaching call for the month. And I've got the wonderful, the smart, the witty, the put up with my nonsense, professional on all levels, Miss Lisa Wagner. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, well, I know your voice is a little scratchy because we just spent the last 2 days in San Diego doing a Platinum Plus meeting, which was absolutely awesome and incredible. And I felt that way, and everyone I talked to felt that way. And then we did a fabulous tour at your rug cleaning plant, Kay Blatchford's, which is affectionately also called San Diego Rug Cleaning Company.
Yeah.
And SanDiegoRugCleaning.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it was really, really cool. And you toured everyone along with your mother and David and John through the whole plan in groups of three and talked about how you built your business, what you do for marketing, how you deal with very high-end clientele, why the majority of your competitors actually bring their rugs to you. And you just taught a lot about systems, and you know, it was great. And so very happy to have done that. And here we are one day later coming back from San Diego doing a special coaching call on the client newsletter. And so all of you that are on this call, part of Coaching Club and Platinum, get the direct response client newsletter from Piranha as part of being in coaching and in Platinum. We also have people that actually pay a licensing fee along with a monthly fee every month in order to get this client newsletter sent to them, delivered to them via email and also via the mail. And those people are actually not on the call right now because they're not part of coaching or Platinum. What I do want to mention about that, though, is that we have a saying at Piranha that Piranha Marketing is a school for entrepreneurs that pays you to attend. And with this one tool, most people that use it consistently that are in coaching or in Platinum, on this one tool alone, actually bring in more money than what we even charge for our highest level training groups for professional cleaners. So this is just one out of many different tools at Piranha Marketing. However, it is one tool that we believe everyone will not only should use because it makes money, but actually if you don't use it, you'll lose money. You'll lose the relationship with your clients, and it's just something that should be as important to your business as is filling up your truck with gasoline. Now, what I'd be curious, Lisa, I mean, in your rug business with pickup and delivery and stuff, which is different than a person going out and you know, with a truck mount and cleaning carpets, but what would you guesstimate is an average that people pay, like on a weekly basis, to keep a truck filled with gasoline and, you know, staying relatively busy? And I know that it could be across the board depending on if the work is close to the shop or you're in an area where you're driving, you know, 50 miles to go do a job. But what do you think would be a range of price that people would spend on gasoline on a weekly basis with a truck?
Well, I mean, all I can base it on would be for my plant, which we have one van that's on the road 5 days a week. It costs $150 to fill it, and they're filling it pretty much every other day. So let's see, let's say on average, $300 a week times 50 weeks would be $15,000.
Okay.
A year.
Well, there you go. I think that's a very accurate estimate. And later, if anyone wants to you know,
challenge me.
No, not challenge you. Actually, give us their estimate of what that would be. I would be curious to hear it because we hear a lot of people say, well, I can't, you know, I don't want to spend the money to do this. I don't want to spend the money to do that. And the same amount of money is being spent on gasoline just to drive your trucks around. But are you getting the best types of clients? Are the clients pre-interested, pre-sold, pre-motivated, pre-qualified? Are they repeat business? Are they new business? And for the price of filling up a truck on a weekly basis, in many cases, if that same amount of money was allocated towards just consistently putting out a client newsletter and doing a good job with what we're going to talk about on today's call, it would probably pay for your gasoline for the entire year, for your entire business. And so that's why I feel this is such an important marketing tool. So Having said that, the purpose of this call is to explain what the client newsletter is, why it works, how to get started with it if you're not started already, and ideas to basically maximize the value of this marketing tool and keep doing it forever. And so we want to encourage you as much as possible to take this newsletter and go deep with it. And so that's what I want to do. And before I talk about what it is, how to do it, I want to actually read some testimonials that I asked Gina and Eunice. I said, you know, pull a few testimonials for me on people that are using the client newsletter from, you know, recent times to, you know, way back when, because we've been doing this since 1994. You take Robert Peters. Let me see. I don't know if I want to read his whole thing, but let's see. Robert Peters from Genie Carpet Services. He is the highest grossing single truck operator probably in the country, maybe in the world. He's doing right around $500,000 a year with 1.5 trucks. And the reason they have the other truck is just when the truck's in for repair or, you know, there's overflow or something. But for the most part, it's a single truck operation. His technician, Glenn, gets paid $120,000 a year as a carpet technician. Most carpet cleaning owners don't, you know, net over $100,000 a year, and this guy's technician gets that, and the majority of his business is repeat business, and the number one marketing tool is his client newsletter. Here's what he wrote me. I started using Joe's newsletter January of 1995 and haven't missed a month of sending it to my clients since then. Now, that's a long time. It's over, you know, well over a decade that he's been every month. I consistently tell cleaners that sending the newsletter every month, I'm keeping my name and my company in front of every one of my past clients 12 times a year. Last month, I had a client call for a cleaning, and we started talking about my newsletter, and she apologized because she hadn't read the month's newsletter, that month's newsletter that she had just gotten. I told her that I tell my clients to read it each month because it is full of many interesting tidbits that can make them appear very smart at their church social, PTA meetings, cocktail party, or anywhere they are talking to their friends. Plus, it has a lot of cute jokes as well. I then confessed to her that the main reason that I sent it to my clients was so that they would remember me when it was time for a cleaning. She said, well, it worked because that is where I got your number to call you for the appointment. That happens over and over again. They don't have to read it. They just have to remember our name and the wonderful job that we did for them the last time we were out. And sometimes that's 3 or 4 years ago. My average job last year as a one-truck operator was $616. That is the average for every job that we did, which includes our 150 spot cleanings as well as our half-price six-month healthy home jobs. By sending our newsletter every month, we've built up a very loyal repeat database. We only average 1,200 newsletters each month, and every month I lose anywhere from 4 to 8 clients due to move-aways, so I have to replace them with new clients. So we solicit referrals from carpet stores, retailers, interior designers, and we send 1,000 pink flyers a week to homeowners in $600,000 and up homes here in the Central Dallas area. Now, the point I want to make with, and that was the longest one that I'll read. I've got other ones here, but they're much shorter. You know, here's a guy whose average job in the last year is $616, average job. Majority of his business is repeat. The majority of these people have actually come to him and stayed with him as a result of mailing out this client newsletter. And he is a $500,000 a year single truck operator that does no restoration work, only does residential carpet cleaning. And people will say, well, how is it even humanly possible that he's able to do this? And he pays his technician $120,000 a year because the main tool that he uses is the Piranha Marketing Direct Response Newsletter. And, you know, there's clues here on how to be successful. Laura Bankston wrote, the result of using the Healthy Home client newsletters are amazing. It was our number one biggest source of income this last year, generating over $80,000 in business. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. We get huge response from it, and clients call me to complain when they don't get it. Let's see. We also got one here from Perry Lear. He's Superior Steam Cleaning, Inc. I started the newsletter on November of 2006. I mailed out 750 letters, and I got instant response. I used to print my own. Now I have a local Minuteman press do my letters. In 2 years of printing and mailing the letters, we've grown to over 2,400 per month now. I have increased my sales by over $220,000 each year, a growth of $110,000 per year growth, and I'm going to grow it by another $110,000 this year. It has proven it does work. The end of this year, we will be at $500,000 in sales. There's nothing more proven or easier to grow a company with than this newsletter. I understand where Robert Peters is coming from and understand his success. He lives in Texas with warm weather. I live in North Dakota with snow and below zero temperatures. We will have a below 20 temperatures this year, and we are still cleaning two trucks in the morning. The newsletter went out this week and filled up my week. It would never have happened without it. Even though we have cold weather where I live, people still clean carpets, and I mail it, and I'm consistent with it, and I get results. So that's Perry Lear. So anyway, I got more and more. I may read a couple more during the rest of this, but I just wanted to reinforce the value of this. So, Lisa, before I kind of get into it, anything you want to say?
Well, I'm going to just point out that with all of the platinum groups that we've had now for, are we in our sixth or seventh year?
Seventh year.
That there is not a single finalist from any of the contests. So the people that had put together their packets and have completed them and to put into what was responsible to the revenue growth that they've had for the year, that I can't recall anyone who did not have the client newsletter listed as one of their top performing strategies. And also, it's one of the easiest ones to get implemented, because it really, most of it is done for you. There's just a couple pieces that you need to personalize, and it makes it a really simple template to delegate to other people, which is eventually what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, every month when we send out the coaching materials, there's a letter that'll say from the desk of Lisa Wagner, or from the desk of Joe and Lisa, or from the desk of Joe. But I like the way that Lisa writes these things better than I, so for a while now it's been from the desk of Lisa Wagner. So, this month it said, "Hello, coaching members. A few months ago we did a survey of our top members to ask them if they could only choose three marketing strategies to use in their company, which one would they choose? There was an interesting assortment of many different campaigns, tools, and systems, but what was most interesting was that every single response included in their top three of the monthly client newsletter. Piranha members use the client newsletter to generate repeat and referral business and also to reach out to prospects with the direct response mechanisms in the newsletter template. It is designed to generate revenue for your company. It is also one of the plug-and-play tools we create that becomes the easiest cash-creating campaign to delegate. This month we're going to focus on the client newsletter. We're going to talk about what makes it work, how to get it delegated or outsourced, and the different ways to leverage this tool to even higher cash creating results. If you've never seen the Piranha newsletter before, a sample is included with this mailer. Be sure to grab some paper and a pen for the call, because it's going to cover a ton of valuable content. If you've never sent a newsletter before, you're here how to get it rolling. If you're already using your newsletter successfully, you'll hear new ways to make it even more profitable for your company." And so that's what we're going to talk about. And this also sets the stage for the coaching call that we're going to do next month, which is about, and I want to actually, because here's the cover letter. You may have already received this, and if you haven't, I think this is great. And so this will get you ready for the call next month. It says, "This month, and this is from Lisa. Hello, coaching members. This month, I've chosen a topic that should be of interest to every single one of you, women. Specifically, a woman's point of view. Women are not the only are not only the majority of the service seekers our companies serve directly day to day, but they are also the majority of decision makers on who to spend the household money with. Even if you've not read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, we can all agree that men and women view the world differently. You can simply be on any call with Joe and I and see the difference pretty clearly. And though most Piranha member companies do have women in the roles either as owners, as business owner, business operations support, as customer service providers, or sometimes as technicians in the field, overall, this is an industry where mostly men are cleaning for mostly women. As our guest on the call, and I've invited four Piranha women from our Platinum Plus program to share their experiences. So I'm not going to reveal who those people are going to be, although I know you'll hear about it when you're on the call next month. But the point is, the client newsletter is such an important marketing tool, because it actually is written to keep in mind who the majority of the decision makers are, or the ones that are most interested in cleaning and maintaining the home, which frankly is not men, it's women. And so the client newsletter is a great communication tool to actually bond with your clients who are predominantly women. And so I want you to really think about it. It's not just the marketing tools that you use. It's knowing who it is you're communicating to and why. And so there's a lot of thought that goes in the Piranha client newsletter. And there's lots of people since I was, you know, I was one of the very first, if not the first person to ever offer a newsletter in the industry. There was a couple, but I'm definitely the first and only one to ever have a true direct response newsletter to the carpet cleaning industry. And there's a world of difference between just sending out a newsletter versus a direct response newsletter. And a lot of people, you know, I have a newsletter. Well, it's not about having a newsletter any more than it's about having a Yellow Page ad or having a business card or having lettering on the side of your van or having a website. It's about the response mechanisms and the things that you do within the context of the newsletter, everything from the sales copy to the offers to the involvement mechanisms and all of the things that are embedded and part of our Piranha Marketing Healthy Home newsletter. And so, you know, sending out a newsletter, all newsletters are not created equal any more than, you know, having pizza doesn't mean you're going to have the same pizza everywhere you go when someone says we sell pizza. And so I want to explain what our newsletter is. I want to talk about why to use it. I want to talk about some of the objections that we hear for people not using them so I can hopefully give all of you a much better understanding. And I'm going to talk about some of the latest things that we've done at Piranha to make it easier for you to get one in the mail if you don't want to do it yourself, because we've recently set up another great partner that we've done. We did a tour of their facilities while we were down there in San Diego. They are professional, totally top-notch, and we'll give you out a website that you can use them if you'd like. Or you can simply, you know, continue to print it yourself with your own local printer, or some of you actually print it in-house. But nonetheless, so why use a monthly newsletter? I'm going to do you want to say anything, Lisa?
I want to point out a couple things. For if you're on the phone and you're already using it, I want to just point out what value you're going to get from what we're talking about when we're actually going through the pieces of this newsletter when we get to that point. Because as we describe the different involvement mechanisms that are used in this particular template, these are mechanisms that can be utilized in any type of direct mail piece or any type of online piece. So it's more paying attention to the psychology of why these elements are working and why it makes this tool so effective. Also want to highlight that as we get deeper into this call, we're going to talk about some specific ways to maximize the good response you're already getting from your newsletter, because there's some very good strategic steps that you can add to your existing process that'll boost the amount of response that you get.
Okay, awesome. All right, so why use a monthly newsletter? Yeah, and if you're already using one, my goal here is to just reiterate why you're doing it, because a lot of times people abandon some of the most successful campaigns they're using because they forget just how valuable they are. And so this will be a good refresher for some of you. Plus, I'm going to talk about something that I haven't talked about in a while, which is ways to take your existing mailing of the monthly Healthy Home News and enhance it. So the main thing that a newsletter does is it bonds you with your existing clients. You know, it's one thing about just, you know, getting your name out there, but what you really want to do is you want to bond with your clients. The difference between image advertising, institutional advertising, or just a plain, you know, normal plain Jane newsletter versus a direct response one is the bonding. And bonding happens when you create involvement, when you actually acknowledge people as client of the month, when you ask for referrals. Those are the things that that we put in our Healthy Home newsletter. And so direct response elements will be the glue that allows you to bond with your clients. What I'm going to cover first, Lisa, is I'm going to cover objections as to why someone would use it, or excuses that people come up with, and then I'll talk about the specific direct response elements of the newsletter.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so one objection to using a client newsletter is no time to write one. We hear that all the time, and so obviously, we write one for you. You can spend anywhere from 10 to 18 hours a month writing a newsletter, and if your time is worth you know, any more than $10 an hour, or you just simply love the writing process, you know, then do it yourself. However, if your time is worth more than $10 an hour, and you just use ours because we know it works, you know, it'll take you pretty much about an hour to 2 hours every month to roll it out after you just start doing it.
I'm going to point out here, too, that the way that we structure this template...
I don't know what that was.
Is that me?
I have no idea.
That was weird.
Yeah.
That must be the chip in my head. I was going to point out that the newsletter, it's created in Word and also in Publisher, and that we do have some members, and Jane Jones comes to mind, and Angie and Randall Free come to mind, and Jane and Don Jones. And I know that they have certain sections that they add their own personal information in, like Don and Jane talk about the travels that they do during the year. So they always have a section where they're talking about what they're doing personally. And I know that on Angie and Randall's, there's always Angie's Corner, and they kind of take a section and put in their own. So you can personalize it more with family information, your own personal information, in terms of bonding with your clients, which is a nice element to add to it.
Yep. Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
So I was going to say, if you feel like you need to write it, but you don't really have the time to write a whole issue, you do have that option on there to write little sections if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, and what some of our members do that do want to include personal stuff, they just do an insert. You know, you can just do an insert in the mail, and you can write about whatever it is you want. If there's a holiday time, if there's anything that's happening, if you're moving locations, if you're having a price increase, I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you can do within the context of it. And so look at it as we're providing you with the foundation, the skeleton, the tree branches, the whatever, and if you want to throw, you know, different things on to it, that's easy enough to do. It's kind of like an already done mannequin. You can dress it up a little bit, but for the most part, if you send it out dressed up, it'll do the job. Can you come up with any other stupid analogies?
No, I was just thinking, you, as someone who owns a lot of mannequins, I can see why you...
I don't own a single mannequin, and you know that.
I know you don't.
All right. So let me go on here. All right. So another one of the objections is it costs too much to mail one. Well, you can put a client newsletter in the mail for around 75 cents to $1.20 an issue. And so let's just take an average price at $1 an issue per client per month. Well, that is the most cost-effective and productive, you know, dollar that you're going to ever spend every month to keep your client. One average job creates a huge ROI for that client, and you also want to remember that every month that you don't communicate with your database, with your list, with your clients, you lose 10% of the value of that relationship. And if 10 months go by that you're not mailing something to them, you're not even in the bonding stage anymore, you're in the resurrection stage. Another objection is the database isn't handy. And what we want you to remember is that out of all the things that you own in your company, your vans, your chemicals, your phones, your computers, everything that you have, your most valuable asset is your database. You know, if someone took everything away from me in any business but allowed me to keep my database, I could always manufacture money out of the people that I have a relationship with. So if you need to, pay to have someone create a simple Excel spreadsheet if you only have handwritten records, which, you know, in this day and age most people don't, but we still run across it. So mailing also to these clients on a monthly basis allows you to keep your list updated and keep it clean. And one big expense that people that only mail, you know, once a year or only mail reminder postcards is that, you know, someone could have moved in. They can't ever track them down again because now the, you know, change of address or forwarding is expired or more difficult to get to. So mailing monthly is the best way to maintain the relationship and the communication. The one competitive advantage that you can always have is speaking to your clients more frequently than your competitors do. And most of your competitors will not invest the time and the money to learn this marketing, to actually participate in something like this coaching call and listen to this. They're just, it doesn't even cross their radar. You know, someone mentioned at the Platinum Plus meeting is, oh, what if one of my competitors got a hold of, you know, this letter. And the truth is, well, it doesn't matter, because getting a hold of the letter is not the same as educating yourself on why to use it, any more than having a gym membership is no different than someone that actually uses the gym membership, let alone someone that actually sustains a lifestyle of eating healthy and doing things that allow you to stay in the best possible shape. Well, it's the same thing with your database. To keep your database in shape, you want to have your marketing in, ducks in a row, and that's what gives you the advantage. Another objection is don't know what it makes me. You know, people are like, well, how do I know I can spend money on it, because I don't know what it's going to bring in. So what I would recommend is include specific monthly offers to help you track. In each issue of our client newsletter, as you know, those of you that get it and use it, there's specific offers every month, and you can track the effectiveness based on those offers. Another thing, if you really want to be clear on who's calling you and from what, is you can use a custom phone number to track what comes in. And I would encourage you to do that if you're having any question of, well, how much am I bringing in from this newsletter? And another thing is always ask every call that comes into your office what made them decide to call you and to, you know, reach out and hire you or to inquire, and mark that down. So if you're not currently doing that, track it, and it's easy to do. And then, of course, the main objection of using a client newsletter is that we don't have the time or the staff or the ability to put one out. And if you can't logistically do that, then figure out how to get it done. And so what we've taken great strides in the last year is setting up systems to help you do that, and to use an outside fulfillment company. So you can outsource to a virtual assistant, or you can actually use the service we have. And I want to introduce you to one that we have just recently, after beta testing for several months now. We're like, yeah, it's time to introduce this to our Piranha members. We're very happy. We've had some definite speed bumps with setting up logistics in the past to do this, and have worked really hard on it, and we have now set up with a company that is one of the largest mailers in San Diego, very, very professional. They can get it out with a 48-hour turnaround, and I'm going to give you a website, and if you want to check it out, just go to www.go2468.com/print, www.go2468, which is my birthday, .com/print. And you can go there and customize your issue and mail it out with a 48-hour turnaround, or you can simply use the PDF version to, you know, go to your local printer that we provide you with and you know, get it out that way. So, Lisa, anything you want to say so far, or do you want me to keep going?
Well, I was going to say with this company that we set up at with Studio Tools at the site here, this is a company that I've worked with closely over a number of months, and I wanted to make sure that they met all of my standards for us moving ahead with even endorsing them to our best clients, which are going to be our gold and our platinum members. And not only do they have a complete mailing house that can mail up to a million pieces in a single day, they are the single largest mailer in Southern California. They also are very good at personalized mailings. And the site that we set up with them is just specifically focusing right now on the client newsletter and one particular version of it, because we offer several versions. And as we get requests to add different pieces, different styles, different choices, we'll be building that out. But my intent was to get the basic one up there and running, get people using it, which we've already had a beta group testing it for us, so that we made sure everything was fulfilled on 100%. And we've been extremely happy with the performance, and they're actually a print house that we're using as a company ourselves with Piranha now.
Yeah, exactly. So the more of you that use it, the even lower the prices will be, because of just the economies of scale. And so we would encourage you to use them. You pay as you go. You won't have to pay for any months in advance. You simply, whenever you print and mail a newsletter, you pay for it whenever you want to do it. And
what's nice is they offer the PDF version as well, so that if you decided you wanted to email your newsletter in addition to doing mailing, you can have that option. Or if you just want to take the PDF and go to your local print house, it can be customized on this portal as well, so it gives you more options there.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so the elements of a direct response newsletter. Well, you know, what's kind of funny, Lisa, I'm half tempted to actually go through this. I don't know how long it will take me, but I'm going to, I think I'm going to attempt to do it, and then I'll kind of summarize.
You're the boss.
All right, so I haven't done this since, I think the last time I even talked about this was when I was doing a special presentation when I was the keynote speaker at Connections. And I, it wasn't during my main speech, but it was one of the sessions before. And I talked about the most powerful money-making carpet cleaning marketing tool on earth, which was the Healthy Home Direct Response Client Newsletter. And so I had I have some notes here from that presentation, so I'm going to actually share them, and I'll kind of go through this, and it'll keep me on track. So what is a direct response newsletter? It's a completely different marketing tool with a specific intention of cultivating personal relationships and motivating qualified clients to work with you and only you before any other, you know, company even knows that these people even exist, these clients that you cultivate. Why a direct response newsletter? Well, for one, it targets the most profitable, highest potential market, which is your house list, your database. It greatly simplifies your marketing and puts new business generation on autopilot because of the critical mass of mailing people over and over again. It stabilizes your revenue. No more yo-yo effect on income. No more wondering where your next job is coming from. You work with sincere, loyal clients. Obviously, the best people to do business with are people that have already done business with you in the past. Birds of a feather flock together, so these great clients tend to refer other great clients just like them, and it helps you grow your client base automatically. It is still the very best way to recession-proof your business because you're maintaining a strong bond with the same people that are doing business with you over and over again, and they're referring other people to you. It's fast. The majority of our Piranha members can literally do this in 55 minutes, you know, to an hour a month. It's inexpensive, and you can even do it for free by getting other people to sponsor it, and I'll actually talk a little bit about how to do that. So three reasons why our newsletter is different than pre-made newsletters most cleaners use. And like Lisa mentioned, you know, we have a couple different versions that we've tested. Truth be told, there's very little difference in testing between just our original, still used the most, four-page black and white newsletter. It's, you know, I like to think of it as, you know, anything that you try to make too pretty rejects involvement because it looks so darn pretty. So, you know, it's more like function over form, not being slick, not being impersonal. Some members, you know, swear that adding color has helped. Most people have said it doesn't make a difference, and even some people have told us that when they've tried color, it actually gets a lower response than the black and white. Obviously, the only way to know that with your own database is to test it, but after having done this with hundreds of cleaners on a regular basis and thousands of cleaners, you know, intermittently over the years since I've been doing this, four-page, black and white, mailed monthly, as long as you're providing good service, always produces more revenue than it ever costs to put it out there. One of the biggest reasons why our newsletter works and why it gets read is because it's tabloid style. Readership is highest amongst all publications that use like a tabloid. That's why the National Enquirer is the, you know, number one newspaper in the world, although everyone swears no one reads it. You know, lots of people do read it and buy it. People Magazine, us, you know, those types of tabloid readerships are just compelling. There's something about it that's compelling. You know, the only difference is in ours, we don't talk about, you know, aliens abducting people and stuff.
Well, and it's not gossipy. I mean, the tabloid style is more like interesting tidbits in a short format with an interesting headline that that you can easily consume. So it's interesting little topics that in all different realms, from finance, from health, from, you know, how-to information to history, that just makes it interesting. And that's one of the reasons why people do pick up People and some of these other magazines, is just that it's fascinating little things you weren't aware of, except they tend to get a little more into personal lives, and we don't do that with the newsletter.
Yeah, exactly.
And I proof all these coming out. This is one of my projects, and I've supervised this template for 5 years now with my brother and the copywriter that I pay to write all the inserts. And it's just I'm very facts-based, and so I look at the responses that everybody gets, and we continue to include what works.
Yep. Yes, we do. Okay. So let's see, the other parts of it, of the third reason why it's different than most other newsletters that you will see out there, is it uses direct response strategies and psychological triggers to maximize the response and referrals from the readers. There's involvement devices, and so that's what makes it different. Now, how does it work? It deepens the relationship with, your market, with your list. From the Direct Marketing Association, their statistics are that 74% of all consumer decisions to work with a cleaner are based on primary knowledge or referral, top of consciousness, not top of mind, meaning that, and I shouldn't say just with a cleaner, with service businesses. So 74% of all consumer decisions to work with a service business are based on someone they already know about or were referred by someone that they trust. So when you're advertising out there, only 26% of the market is really not have a relationship or knowledge of someone that they could use. So that's why it's really important to continually maintain that top-of-mind consciousness with your clients. It maximizes the lifetime value of your clients, and all of you know that know anything about, you know, the cost of doing business, that the most expensive cost is client acquisition. You're going to spend way more money to get a customer the first time than you ever will on the repeat business that they do. So you want to maximize that as much as possible. And the client newsletter is the most affordable, most profitable way to communicate with your clients. There's no more cost-effective way to do this and still really touch them. I mean, people can say, well, yeah, we voice blast them, we email them, and you should do that. Actually, as a matter of fact, if you do that, it's going to enhance what you're doing with the client newsletter. But to really touch someone and they put something real into their hands on a regular basis that they can hold and have that connection with you, there's nothing more effective than doing the monthly mailing. So if you work the numbers, the ROI of using a direct response newsletter is the highest of all marketing methods. And I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say that your client base is 500 people. And let's say that the cost per issue, you know, it could be anywhere from 75 cents to, let's say, $1.20, depending on inserts, depending on, you know, if you mail it, pre-sort first class, or if you just mail it regular first class, or you mail it bulk. But let's just give it a dollar as a middle-of-the-road estimate. So the average gross profit per job, let's just say on a very low conservative end, your average gross profit is $100. So the cost per sending out a monthly newsletter to 500 people would be $500. So the break-even would be 500 divided by 100, and you would need to get 5 incremental jobs in order to break even. So if you mail out 500 people and you only got, this is your own existing client base, and you only got 5 people to end up doing business with you as a result of that, you break even. Now, in many cases, you get more than that, and that's not including referrals, and that's what it would cost you if you had no one sponsoring your newsletter. And I'm going to, you know, explain to you how to get someone to sponsor it so you can actually mail a newsletter out monthly for free if you want. Now, another part is why this is the lowest cost of any marketing strategy is, think of it this way. If you spend a dollar per issue per month, that ends up being $12 per year. And if the average gross profit per job is $100, you basically, you know, what does that end up costing you? Divide the gross profit per job in it. What would that be? Do you know, Lisa?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
divide the gross profit by job?
Yeah.
You lost me.
$100.
$100.
So the average gross profit per job is $100.
Okay.
Divided by the cost per issue, which is $1 per issue, so it'd be $12 per client per year.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually literally mail every one of your clients at $1. See, this is what's funny. If you take the 75 cents to like the $1.20 range, which is what it would actually range, and that's $1.20 would be on the very high end and 75 cents would be on the low end, that would be, let's say, $9 to $12 per year to maintain a relationship. You could actually mail a client every single month, for between 8 to 11 years before you would actually lose money. Meaning, if a client does business with you just once per year, getting the newsletter every single month, and your cost per sale is between, say, $9 to $12, then that's all it costs you to actually acquire a client. So if they do business with you once a year, and you're mailing a newsletter monthly, it only costs you $12 to acquire that client. If they do business with you once every 2 years, it costs you $24. If they do business with you every 3 years, it costs you $36 to acquire the client. So the point is getting each of your clients to do business with you any more frequently than once every 8 to 11 years after getting and mailing the newsletter out to them every single month will be profitable for you. So the point I want to make, and I hope I didn't lose anyone on the math here, did I lose you on the math, Lisa?
No. And I'm going to make some points when you finish up.
Okay. The point I want to make is that forget every other thing I say about this particular on this call. If you can get people to do business with you by mailing every single month $1 a month, let's say on that range, more frequently than, you know, once every 8 years, you cannot lose money on it. So this is one of these marketing tools where you cannot not make money unless you simply mail to people for 8 to 12 years would be the range, with them not doing business with you. And if they don't do business with you after 3 years, you know, call them up and say, are you ever going to do business with us again? I mean, actually, I would be calling people up after every, you know, 18 months to 2 years, and then you never get into a situation where it ever cost you money to mail out a monthly client newsletter. And on that, with that knowledge alone, it makes no sense for someone to not mail a newsletter monthly. Once you know that number, and you know those numbers there, you can see that the only way that this would not work is if the quality of work you do is so poor that there's nothing you could do to ever get the people to come back with you because they just didn't have a good experience. So what else would you like to...
Well, I was going to say that it's not uncommon to have lead acquisition of a client ranging from anywhere from $15 to $50 or $60 or more dollars when you're running an ad in a paper or your yellow pages, and, you know, basing on how many jobs come from that particular ad. So the fact that you can get your client acquisition down to that low is a steal to begin with. But the other thing that I was going to point out with, because when you were talking about you could mail to them 8 years, and if they still haven't used you, you haven't lost money on them, a lot of members will, after 3 years, but 2 to 3 year range, will actually include a letter that says that we're getting ready to drop you from our list because you haven't used our services, and then you could actually start weeding out the people who are not regularly cleaning and aren't necessarily the types of homes that you want to be cleaning if they're waiting every 5 years or 8 years to do it. That makes a much harder job.
Well, and here's another thing that's kind of funny, too. And you know, I always assume, and I have to be careful to do this, that our members would just know that if someone hasn't done business with you for 18 months or longer, that the thing that you do is you send them the I miss you letter. That is one of the most successful promotions and campaigns that I ever created. And if you're in a situation where you have people in your database that have not done business with you for 18 months or longer, or even a year or longer, and you're mailing them the newsletter and they still haven't done business with you, send them the I miss you letter. I've had platinum members, you know, that you would think hear this the time. They hear all these testimonials from people that use the I Miss You letter about how much money it's brought, huge response rates, 5-1, 10-1, 15-1, 20-1 returns on that letter that still haven't mailed the letter. So if you have people in your database, even if you're mailing the newsletter for months or years now, or you just recently started doing this, mail the I Miss You letter. It is so darn powerful. It resurrects people, and it just works. And so, yeah, that's what I would say. Okay, I'm gonna whip through real quickly just some points that I think would be good for people to know here.
Okay.
And plus, this is from a presentation that I gave a while back, which I should probably do this presentation more frequently because there's so much good value in it. So who do you send it to? All right, well, obviously your active clients, but you can also send it to spheres of influence, friends, family, et cetera, people that you know, friends of your clients. You can farm areas geographically. So if you're trying to target a specific neighborhood, you can mail it to people in areas that you're farming. You can get a list of new residents, and you can put them on your list, or you can send it to anyone who has the capacity to send you referrals, any word of mouth or repeat business. As far as frequency, I've already talked about this, but you should send it every month. Every month that you fail to keep consistent contact with your customers, you lose 10% of them. So sending anything on a frequent basis is better than sending nothing at all. But the rule of thumb, from a direct marketing standpoint, and me having used direct mail for years, still, I consider direct mail, even with the internet and everything that we do online, it is still my favorite method of marketing. It's the most effective that I use. And, I mail something to at least clients that we've targeted as the ones that we want to continue to farm and maintain and sell things to as every 21 days is about like a rule of thumb in terms of you can sometimes be more frequent than that. But that's a good rule of thumb. But definitely monthly on a consistent basis now and forever, you should be mailing monthly, whatever business you're in. Even if you ever get out of the cleaning business, you should definitely be mailing monthly, even if it's purchases that aren't made frequently. We're in the business of having our tools licensed to the auto industry and teaching, that industry how to actually sell relationships and not transactions is very difficult because that's an entire industry that has been trained to not do marketing but to do sales. They don't market, they sell. And, people come in and they get high-pressured sometimes by some dealerships to purchase a car, and people have this fear and this stigma attached to auto dealers, and then you take a dealership and you teach them how to maintain a relationship. One of the biggest objections is, they're not going to buy another car from me for 5 years. It's like, well, for one, how much is the sale? It's huge. Secondly, do you have a repair facility? Many do. Third, would these people ever refer someone to you if they remembered your dealership? Fourth, what if they come into money? What if they decide to do a trade-in? What if they want a car more frequently? What if they have family members? It's insane the excuses people come up with for not staying in touch with clients. But anyway, all right, so here's some of the secrets of the our newsletter. Education, news, and information. If it doesn't get delivered, open, and read, it's not going to bring clients. So we write it in a way so it has broad readership appeal. It's not about carpet cleaning. There's obviously carpet cleaning related things. There's an insert in the newsletter, but it's not all about carpet cleaning. It's helpful. There's a lot of trusted resources that you can include, including what we call the ultimate service provider Rolodex, which I'm going to go over in a moment and show you actually how you can get other people to sponsor your newsletter. The second secret element is it must give a personal belonging feeling to the reader and to the relationship. So you want to give people a backstage pass to your business, make them feel that they're part of a special group, make it look like you wrote the newsletter right off of your computer. That's the way that we write it. That's the way that we present it, so it has that sort of feel. The third secret element is recognition and appreciation. One of my favorite quotes is from Napoleon, which was, "My life changed the day I realized that a man would die for a blue ribbon." Now, obviously, selling carpet cleaning services, you're not needing to instill that level of connection. However, people love recognition. I mean, it's, you know, people will die for recognition. And most people in the world are recognition and appreciation starved. And, you know, any person, thing, company that can bring a smile, a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of acknowledgement to someone's life, it may not happen on a real obvious level, but on a very subtle level, it's important. And it helps reinforce and program specific behaviors, mainly referrals. And so if you want to increase your referrals, what are you actually doing to nurture your harvest of clients in order to keep them most prepared to actually not only do business with you frequently, but to tell other people about you? And in the way that we do the client newsletter with the client of the month section, people love to see their name in print. So secret element number four, involvement. The more time someone spends with the letter, the greater the likelihood they're going to act on it. So we have contests, we have trivia questions and teasers, we have awards, there's humor that is embedded into it. I mean, it's not just funny for the sake of being funny. There's just, we put humor in there in what we feel are the proper doses. And be aware that we've been doing this now for close to 15 years, every single month. There's been many, many variations over the years and improvements and stuff, and there's not another company, another person, a group of people in the world that know more about selling carpet cleaning services than Piranha Marketing. It's just no one's got the track record, no one's got the time in studying this, and certainly not the amount of clients having tested this and using it as we do. So we know what works the best, and whenever we find something that adds to it and enhances it, we test it, we tweak it, and we're always in that stage, too. I mean, every single month, we're always trying different things. And so whenever we get empirical evidence that this actually helps, we put it in there. And so, the way we have it, it simply works. The fifth secret element is it gives readers, and you might not be aware of this if you're already using the newsletter, but if you were to pull out our Healthy Home newsletter and look at all the different places where someone could put in a name, put in a website, put in a testimonial, put in a contest, the inserts, all the different things, there's up to 17 specific ways and reasons to respond to you. Through the teasers and text boxes, through the inside resources, special reports, consumer resources, referral, submission forms and postcards that we include on there. Some of you use those, some of you don't. Contest and award response, website promotions. You can have as little as 4 response mechanisms to as up to 17 in every issue of the Piranha Marketing Healthy Home newsletter. The secret element number 6, positioning and reinforcement. It positions you in their minds with you're seen as the author, so that you're perceived as an expert. The use of testimonials, the referral programming that is done, and a sign that you truly care about them because you're actually mailing something to them, acknowledging them on a monthly basis. And then the seventh element is it's self-building. It can get shared because it's viral marketing, especially if you use the referral, add a friend to the list. If you send anything via email in conjunction with this and ask people to forward it, the share subscription teasers that are on the CD-ROM every month, the referral programming, the subscription cards, the referral cards. I mean, use all of those things. And those of you that haven't used a referral card, they're on the disc every month. When we email it to you, it's there. You know, it says the name of the person. I'd like to introduce someone who could use the services of a competent and caring professional cleaner. I know you'll provide them with an outstanding level of service. Here's their information so people can give that to you on a postcard. And then the share a free subscription with a friend reads, you put in, you know, the name, I know my family and friends would really love your newsletter. Please send a free subscription of your Healthy Home News newsletter to the person below. Please also send them a friendly note with my best wishes explaining that they can cancel their subscription at any time. Here's their information. And so those are some of the elements. So now the question is, well, how do you get it printed? There's on the cheap. I mean, what's the cheapest way to do it? Two ways that you can do it. One is digital output printing, and that's when you're going to print less than 500, and then if you're going to print more than 500, you do offset printing. And so printing is highly competitive, so you can always bid it out. There are different ways you can mail it. The main way that we recommend is in a booklet format, and you can either do it as a self mailer, or you can use a 6x9 white envelope with teaser copy, or you can just simply fold it over and mail it that way. And I want to give you a couple recommendations on some of the ways to mail it. Even if you're using the services that we recommend, if you are, you know, I would always have extra copies every month printed up that you can mail out to any areas that you're farming in, real estate agents, dry cleaners of clothing, carpet retailers, where you actually hand address and use a first-class stamp with a return address only if they have never had a relationship with you. If it's going to your existing clients, you know, which I'll refer to as your network, then you can, you know, just do direct impression printing. You can use pre-sort first class because they already know you. So you're able to violate some of the A-pile, B-pile scenarios a little bit if you're going to existing clients. And what I mean by A-pile, B-pile is a famous Gary Halbert explanation of direct mail, which is people of America, well, probably any part of the world, that gets mail like in America, they sort their mail out over a wastebasket. And the mail that is personal goes into the A pile, and everything that is junk mail or appears like junk mail goes into the B pile. So if you want your mail to get read and responded to, you want to do everything you can to get it into the A pile. But here's where some people get confused. If the people like you and you already have a relationship with them, then in most cases that automatically puts you into the A pile because they know you. And so whenever you get, you know, a letter from someone you respect, that's different than getting, you know, a pitch for, you know, from a credit card company or some insurance company that you have zero relationship with. So it's different. So your job is to provide exceptional cleaning services, not to stuff envelopes or to, you know, mail things. So you can either hire students by the piece to do it. You can get it done pretty cheaply. You know, you can pay people, you know, 12 to 15 cents per newsletter, and that would end up, you know, running you about 10, you know, to $12 an hour if you hire someone to do it. Or you simply can go to, you know, www.go2468.com/print, and you can use our services. So, Lisa, having said that, I'm going to then go into teaching people how to actually get this delivered for free. If they want, but I just wanted to, I know I kind of went through that real quick. I want to see if there's anything you wanted to add.
No, I think you covered all of it.
Okay. Well, good. That makes me feel good. All right. So so let me summarize what I talked about. So the direct response elements of the Piranha Client Newsletter, and you keep hearing me say Piranha Client Newsletter, Healthy Home Newsletter. I do that on purpose because I want you to be aware that that is our newsletter. Other newsletters don't include these elements. And that's why when I see people, I think I'm going to write my own newsletter, they just inevitably leave something out. And, you know, if you know what these elements are, then you'll understand why it works. So it offers information to go to your website. So you can always, this is a bridge gap marketing strategy. You've heard me and Dan Hollins, you know, talk about bridge gap. You can drive people to a website. You have the client of the month.
People have used it as a business of the month if they want to highlight one of their business referral network members.
Yep. Thank you section for referrals. You have a testimonial section. You have short, informative information articles that, you know, create the readership that are tabloid style. And basically, what I think is the coolest element is that it looks homemade and personal, which creates readership. And then there's monthly offers, the coupons and the inserts that are written by professional copywriters, and then, of course, the quiz. So how do you – go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say, and throughout the year with the inserts, the strategies that I work with the copywriter that we use is to try to highlight different add-on services now and then to generate cleaning sales during the typical slow seasons. And also there's generally several offers during the year that are focused on generating referrals. So there's a good mix. And I know a lot of the Platinum members save the inserts from month to month just in case they want to swap ones out with different issues or they want to do them as standalones. We always include a oversized postcard template along with the client newsletter every month so that if you wanted to do an oversized postcard in addition to the newsletter mailing, that's there as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Before I actually go into the homeowner's Rolodex and explain it, and what I'm going to do for time purposes too, I'm going to post up on Piranha Central in the coaching members, gold and platinum, the homeowner's Rolodex, which I'm going to go over. I'm going to literally give you the entire tool. It's going to be posted up there, although I am considering actually charging as an extra service for this because it is so darn valuable when people use it. And it made me aware of the fact that, you know, a lot of our members, even having been given it in the past, just haven't leveraged it. And one of the things that I wanted to make happen with this particular call is that all of you start utilizing this if it resonates with you and it makes sense. It'll just simply enhance what you're already doing with the newsletter. But before I go into the homeowner's Rolodex, I want to give you some strategies so that you can maximize the ROI and things that you can do in conjunction with mailing out the newsletter. One that we recommend is voice blast your existing clients prior to the mailing of it. You know, especially if you're just starting a newsletter and you've never done it before, a good idea is to do a voice blast to your clients, letting them know that, you know, in the next couple of days you're going to be receiving our Healthy Home newsletter. Look for it in the mail. We're going to mail it to you monthly. It's our way to stay in touch with you and keep you informed, and I'm sure you'll find it really valuable. We also give away movie tickets and stuff. There's no cost or obligation to buy anything. Just go ahead and read it, blah, 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 and just let them know it's on its way, and that will typically, in some cases, triple the response that you get.
I want to stress on that point just that to keep the voice blast short, and to be careful about making it a promotional message. The ones that have worked best with the Platinum members who've included it in their contest packets have been the short ones that just say, hey, I'm getting ready to drop it in the mail. Just want to ask you to pay attention. We're going to be doing, there's this little tidbit in there, and just want to make sure you knew it was on the way. And just a little information like that keeps their eyes open for it, and the increase in ROI is anywhere from 10% to up to 50%, as opposed to just mailing the newsletter without that blast.
That's right. So another thing that you can do to maximize it is the postcard mailings to reiterate the monthly offer. In each issue of the Healthy Home News, you also get a postcard, an oversized postcard and a regular size postcard is an insert that you can mail in conjunction with the newsletter. And, you know, that alone, if you just mail that, is powerful. And if you do it in conjunction with the newsletter, it's gonna be synergistically. I mean, both of them mailed will produce a much better result than either of them mailed singularly versus not doing any mailing at all. So you could always use those, and they're available for you. Another option, which is up to you, is the subscription cards and the referral cards, which I spoke about earlier. Another thing that you can do to maximize it is issues that are distributed to specific types of businesses. So if you think about, okay, who do I want to target? Do we do any indoor air quality cleaning, environmental cleaning, green cleaning, that it would be smart to mail to doctor's offices or chiropractors or allergists, things along those lines. Or if you want to do a specific mailing to carpet retailers or, you know, tile stores, interior designers. Yeah, exactly. You know, just any types of businesses that you could joint venture with. And another thing is, if you do more than carpet cleaning, then you can include information about the other services you offer. If you do air duct cleaning, if you have a maid service company, if, you know, any repair, if you do hard surface cleaning, restoration, anything that you do that is an additional services. If you sell a vacuum cleaner, you know, do an insert for a vacuum cleaner. So those are things that you can do. Now, one of my favorites, which is it's a very powerful strategy, takes a little bit of work, but if you're willing to set this up, you not only can mail your newsletter for free, but you can dramatically increase joint ventures that you're doing. And I actually learned this from my buddy Dean Jackson over a decade ago, who's a consultant for Buy Refer Only. And Dean had this method where you get teaching real estate agents to to put together a Rolodex of things for when people were selling a house or buying a house and they needed to fix things up, either to prepare it for selling or they bought it and they need to fix it up, that they would typically ask a realtor, you know, do you know a landscaper? Do you know a pest control company? Do you know a roofer? Do you know a carpet cleaner? Do you know a pool service company? And so, well, all of you are pretty much in the same sort of position. People have you in the home. They look at you as a potential referral source of other companies, especially if you're the one that's providing world-class service, impressing them and doing all the things that we teach at Piranha, offering guarantees, you know, wearing booties, you know, just educating them in advance, doing carpet audits, you know, showing social proof and testimonials. I mean, you're already positioning yourself as a company that people not only trust, but they would probably trust you recommending other services to them. So how can you actually profit from your already existing relationship with your clients over and above the fact that they pay you to do cleaning or any other services that you offer? Well, the way that you can leverage that relationship is by referring other people to your clients and having those other people subsidize the cost of your marketing. So what you do is you start creating a network, and some of you have already done this. And I know a handful of people already do things similar to what I'm about to describe. What I'm hoping for is by explaining this, and it'll only take me a few minutes to explain it, is that you'll have a whole new perspective on how you can actually leverage relationships. And when we were at the last Platinum Plus meeting, I took everyone through an exercise called My Genius Network, where you list people that are part of your genius network, that people you would go to for advice and information and relationships and referrals. And I asked the Platinum members in the room by show of hands how many of you listed, you know, vendors or clients and joint venture partners. And, you know, there was a handful of people that do. So think about your network, you know, the people that you know. And so start creating or listing a network of businesses that you currently recommend or have relationships with. I mean, I know a lot of you already have a whole bunch of different businesses that you would recommend and do business with. So write it down on a piece of paper after this, after we're done. And think about all of the people that you could actually approach and charge a fee to each of them for including them in your monthly newsletter or listing these individuals on your website, where you're basically going to be advertising for them to your list. And you're going to actually charge them a fee so it becomes revenue for you, and this could cover part of or all of your monthly mailing for the printing and the postage of a newsletter. And you can also charge a fee for including an insert in the issue of the newsletter or an offer to do an endorsement mailing to your list for them, and vice versa. You could also have them do it to their list also. So the way that this works, and like I said, without you being able to see it, it may not totally sink in by listening to me talk about it on this call. However, there's a thing that I'm going to post for on the Platinum section and the Gold section, which is called the Ultimate Homeowner's Ultimate Service Rolodex Directory. I personally think just this idea alone, if you leverage it, will cover your entire investment in Platinum or coaching, like no questions at all, if you do it. So it will just be a simple thing that you can add to your already existing mailing. Now, when I say simple, it really is a simple concept. It will require a little bit of work, so it's not easy in the beginning to set up. But considering I'm giving you the whole roadmap, it's about as easy as you can ever make something like this. And so I have it laid out. The action plan is, the purpose of the system is to teach you how to set up a home service directory for your clients. What you'll do is you're going to collect 16 business cards from people that you would refer. And I would just start with 16. You can do 8 if you want, because you can list literally 8 on a page. You know, two columns, 4 business cards down. It looks at 8 business cards fitting on one 8.5 by 11 page. choose the appropriate sample copy assistant directory that will be provided, and I'll give you a template that's provided, and it's already written. And you just need to read it carefully several times, and while reading it, make notes or adjustments or changes that you'll need to make on the areas where it says your name, your city. I mean, all you do is plug in your name and your phone number, and it's pretty much laid out. And then you start putting together your own presentation that you'll use to recruit different business owners into what's called your assistance directory. So it'll be, you'll have a script that I'll post for you on Piranha Central. It'll say, Homeowner's Ultimate Service Rolodex Directory Suggested Script. Simply fill in the underlines with your specific information that makes your calls. And it'll be like, hi, this is, let's say, Len and Annette here. I represent a small business cooperative called the Homeowner's Ultimate Service Rolodex. We're putting together a directory that identifies preferred providers of key services our homeowners have indicated that they need. Right now I'm calling on, and you insert the names of who you're calling on, swimming pool, air conditioning, and roofing repair companies in search of a business that meets our standards for quality and is able to handle the business we refer. This week I'm interviewing about four or five, pool service companies or landscape companies, and I was wondering if I could stop by your business to pick up some information about what you do. And if they say yes, you say, great, you know, while I'm there, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our co-op and see whether you'd be willing to be the exclusive preferred provider of, and then whatever that category is, roofing repair, whatever service they provide, and then what time would work best. Now, and then after you do that, you thank them for their time and say you look forward to meeting them and, schedule the time. If they say no, you will say something like this. And again, this script will be provided for you and you can embellish it all you want, but I would use it basically like I have it here because I know this works. Okay, so you wouldn't be interested in this possibility. I just want you to understand that I will be giving other industry name companies an opportunity to be our exclusive provider, and I want you to be sure about you, and I want you to be sure about your choice. You are saying that you are not interested in being a preferred provider to our homeowners. May I ask why? And then, see what they say. And, well, thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please call me and you give me your phone number. Now that is a phone script. You could also turn this into a mailing if you'd like to mail it to people. But here's the thing. Most of you already have relationships with people that know and trust you that you can refer. So you won't even be using a script like this at all. This is provided for if you literally don't have these relationships and you want to target people and you want to actually set up joint ventures of other people that you can refer to your clients and make sure that they guarantee their work, have great referrals, that follow the same business philosophies that you do. And so I would obviously use your own existing sphere of influence first before you go outside of that because you already know these people. But then what you do is you basically, anyone that you're going to put in the ultimate homeowner's Rolodex, you actually just simply take their business cards and you'll have a page that says, homeowner's ultimate service Rolodex. And you just list their business card. You just make a copy of it. And at the bottom of the page it says the above companies are owned and operated independently from your company, whatever your company name is. Their names and services are offered so that you can inquire about their service and take advantage of the specials and discounts that they have pledged to offer to homeowners ultimate service Rolodex members. And, have them make an offer. And then on, it also says we pledge to provide extraordinary service and caring to all homeowners ultimate service Rolodex clients, plus money-saving discounts and bargains that are not offered to the general public. And get all of them to agree to do something that's a specific sort of offer and that they can track it. And there is a little disclaimer down at the bottom that says neither Homeowner's Ultimate Service Rolodex or your company can guarantee or assume liability for the services and or products of the business advertising these pages. The homeowner should always obtain a clear understanding of the services to be offered and products to be used before making any purchases. And I actually would encourage you to keep that sort of disclaimer in there, especially if it's the first time that you're using the company, even after you've done an interview with them and, everything seems great. That's why it's always good to do it with companies that you already know, because if you're already successfully referring someone and you know they do a great job, you don't have those sorts of concerns. Then there's a sample advertising agreement, which lists the date, the advertiser, their address, and it says whereby advertiser agrees to participate in the promotional program called, the 16 business cards you will need the most when you own a home or a business, whereby advertisers' business cards will be included in, you put in the number of newsletters. Say you're going to mail 500 newsletters or reports and other mailers without competition from other, dry cleaners or clothing or carpet retailers, and be the exclusive preferred provider of said service. services to the distribution area during the terms which this agreement is enforced. And so if you're a company that has a massive, like, distribution of your newsletter, you know, you can have a couple of different dry cleaners if they're in different competing areas, or, you know, if you have a restaurant or if you have a chiropractor. I mean, it doesn't need to just be service businesses. You can, anyone that you want. And the monthly fee for advertising is, say, $50. That's an example fee, or $100 per month, payable on or before the first day of the month. The undersigned attests that they have the authority to contract for advertising after the 3-month period, or whatever time frame. You can put 1 month, you can put 6 months. This agreement may be terminated by either party under the 30-day written, under a 30-day written notice. Should advertiser default on payment for more than, you know, 2 months, this agreement may be terminated by you, and then you basically can collect the first month fee. So let's say, for instance, you charge only $50 a month, and you're mailing 500 newsletters. I mean, you basically are now bringing in, with 16, you know, business cards, you're bringing in $800 a month. And that $800 a month will not only cover the entire mailing, but you'll actually make a profit on it. And then you can ask them if they would like to, you know, take the Rolodex and hand it out to their clients. And here's the beauty of the Ultimate Homeowners Rolodex. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but it actually comes with a cover that says, free consumer information saves you thousands. And you put your picture here. Warning, don't call any carpet cleaner until you listen to this free recorded message, if you want to put that. And, you know, a special message from, you know, Len and Annette. Having the right knowledge can save you thousands of dollars when you need your carpets cleaned. You know, your town, you know, Toronto, all carpet cleaning companies are definitely not alike. Having the right knowledge can literally mean saving thousands of dollars by preserving the life of your carpet. So there's actually a cover page that introduces you and that introduces the Rolodex, so you are positioned as this great expert as part of this whole thing. So, you know, people can actually pay you to promote the heck out of your company. And so it's easy and inexpensive to put this together. And you can, and by the way, as I'm explaining this to you, this could be a standalone. You do not have to use this just for the client newsletter. You can actually use this separate from the client newsletter, although it fits really well because it allows you to do the insert into the client newsletter, and you can also put it on your website. So you can take these, you know, you can put basically the Ultimate Homeowners Rolodex online, and while these companies are paying you, you know, you have them listed on your website. And guess what that does? Not only does it give you revenue to subsidize some of the cost of marketing, but now every one of those companies is now basically entered into a joint venture relationship with you. You can then approach them and say, hey, would you like to do a mailing to your list? Why don't we test, you know, mailing this newsletter to your list? And all of a sudden you can tap in to all of these 8 or 16 or whatever the number is. I mean, once you get it down, you could put, you know, 32 business cards in there. And, you know, be bringing in, you know, if you're charging $100 per person, you can bring in $1,600 to $3,200 a month just off of this. And the cool thing is there were some real estate agents years ago when I first learned this, that this was like a source of income for them. And it's only going to be a source of income for you if you truly have a relationship with your clients and it's generating business for these companies. I mean, no one's going to continue to pay you if it doesn't generate anything. So, you know, it's in your best interest to develop and nurture relationships so that all of your clients, you know, are happy and look to these companies. But if you're doing world-class service and if you're mailing monthly to your clients, it works. And so different ways you can distribute it, and then I'll do Q&A or anything you want to say, Lisa. I'll just go through this list real quickly. Here are some ways that you can get started. And, again, this will all be posted on Piranha Central, everything that I'm going over with the Rolodex. You can give each of the advertisers in your directory copies to display in their business or to hand out to their current clients. You can send a directory to everyone who responds to your free reports or advertisements you run. You can bring a copy with you to any appointment you go on. You can give a copy to everyone that you meet this month. You can hand deliver a copy to 20 neighbors in different neighborhoods around each home that you service this month. You can distribute a copy to apartment complex managers. You can send a copy out with your client newsletter. You can give a copy as part of your presentation package for new clients. You can post it on grocery store, community center, or church bulletin boards. You can ask realtors and lenders to hand them out as part of their closing package. You can ask local, you know, like welcome to the neighborhood, like welcome wagon type businesses to give to new homeowners and newcomers in areas. You can ask local schools to put it, you know, on their popcorn boxes sold at sporting events. You can talk to, you know, family restaurants about using the directory as a placemat. I mean, there's all kinds of creative ways that you can use this, and that is a very clever, very valuable idea that I haven't shared in a while, and so I wanted to do it. So let's see, what else did I not cover here? I guess
I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, use www.go2468.com/print and use our printing service that we set up. It's www.go2468.com/print, and we can basically have the entire thing printed and mailed for you. And let's do Q&A now for the little bit of remaining time that we have. Anything you want to say, Lisa?
No, just to have the operator explain how to get into the queue for questions.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to start the QA portion of this conference. Please press *0 on your phone now if you have a question, and the operator will take your name. You'll be able to ask your question in the order in which it was received. Once again, please press *0 if you have a question.
Cool.
I want to reiterate on the Rolodex that you were talking about, because I was sitting down with my team in San Diego because we were looking at our referral Rolodex that we have for the companies that we network, and I have over 100 companies that we have an ongoing reciprocal referral relationship with, and I've already contacted a majority of them about having them listed on my website, and also we have a blog that's launching, and with some of them that want to pay more, I'll actually do a blog post on their company and have it be part of our ongoing education that goes out. And I just wanted to, since we just spent a little bit of time on that, to just really point out the enormous revenue potential that is there if you have data on your website, you have a clean and active list that you're mailing to. There's just, your client base is a gold mine by itself just in repeat business, but leveraging it with these other companies, you can generate, even if I do just $50 for 100 of these companies a month, that's an extra $60,000 a year to my company without having to clean a single rug. And it's just a huge advantage, a huge gold mine you can create just overnight by thinking it through on how you want to tap into the businesses you're already networked with.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a way to leverage it. And so, you know, another idea which I didn't mention is once you develop this network of people in your monthly newsletter, you can host a monthly paid consumer article. I mean, you can let all these other businesses actually do an insert into your newsletter as an article and charge them to insert it in there. You know, with a special offer. So, I mean, the sky's the limit if you, you know, tap into your network. So, operator, do we have any calls or any questions, I should say?
Yes, we do. Our first question comes from Denise. Denise, please state your question.
Hi, John and Lisa. Denise from Elko, Denise Calloway from Elko, Nevada.
How are you?
Hey there.
Hi. Fine,
hello.
Thank you. I would like to know, has anyone put an insert into the newsletter and possibly asked the clients if they would leave the newsletter out on their coffee table, on their counter, by the toilet, wherever, and if anyone read their newsletter in their home and called us to become a client, has anyone tried anything like that to pick up new clients?
You mean just to mail it or to leave it in places where people can pick it up? You mean like extra copies or something?
No, just in their home. Or we could actually send extra copies to businesses, but, you know, just laying around in their home so that when their company comes over, they read it and ultimately call us because of that. Just a different strategy.
You know, actually, it's a good idea, and I personally don't know if anyone's done that. I imagine in the last, you know, since 1994, since I've been producing the newsletter. It's had to have happened dozens of times. I just don't know anyone off the top of my head that I could ever say, oh, yeah, that particular client or company actually recommended their clients leave it on their coffee table or whatever. But certainly, you know, I would have no issues with you recommend, you know, telling your clients that, you know, leave it around here, and reiterate that for every, you know, job that they refer, that you have a referral reward program in place. I mean, do you have an active referral reward program in your company?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, then here's what I would do. You know, every time you or your technicians are out at a home and you're mailing a newsletter, I would actually show up. I mean, put the extra copies of the newsletter in the van. And when you're out at a job, you know, say, hey, you know, leave this around. And by the way, let me reiterate that we have our, you know, referral reward contest, and anything that you can do to help, you know, send business our way, we very much appreciate it. We'll reward you for it. And here's some newsletters. And by the way, if you have anyone that you'd like to put on our list, you know, here's a card that you can mail back to us with their address, or you can, you know, send us an email with any addresses of any friends that you'd like us to either snail mail or email our monthly newsletter too. So that's what I would do. And certainly we have members that print up extra copies and give it to all the people that refer them, from dry cleaners of clothing to carpet retailers to real estate agents, things like that. Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. I was saying, do you think it would be okay if I just put in an insert this month, just asking folks to do that? And we were thinking, you know, either $25 or $50 in carpet bucks for anyone that would implement that strategy for us. If you think that would be okay, just ask.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I mean, are you chummy with your clients?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
My husband does, but yeah.
One of my Piranha members at the Platinum meeting we just did actually told me they have a big blown up picture of me and Lisa on their wall, which, you know, I just thought, well, I could understand Lisa because Lisa's a respectable human being, but like a vagrant like myself being put up on, you know, on the wall like that, I thought was actually kind of cool. So that's what I would call a chummy relationship. And I think if I would say to one of my clients that, hey, man, you know, would you mind leaving my, you know, Piranha Marketing, you know, Nightingale Conant program on your coffee table, or, you know, one of my letters and stuff, you know, for any other business owner, they'd probably say, oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you have that sort of relationship with your clients, I would say totally go for it. Put it in the newsletter. Ask them to do anything that you would want them to do, that as long as it's reasonable. And, you know, I don't think anyone's going to perceive that as pushy or, you know, inappropriate. And just say, you know, I really appreciate referrals from my existing clients, and you know, if you have anyone that comes over to your home, you know, please leave this newsletter out there, and we're going to have a special offer this month. And you know, when we ask people how did they find out about us, if you're a referral, we're going to, you know, double our referral reward or whatever your offer is.
Okay, we'll do that, and we'll keep track of it and let you folks know exactly what was going on with it.
Yeah, and if you could give me a percentage of the money that is accumulated, I'll even try to come up with a more creative way to actually get people to do it.
Yeah, we give it, my husband seems to think we still owe you more money than we pay you.
Really? I like that. Yes. I like what I'm hearing. No, okay, no, it's actually great. And it's any ideas, Lisa, anything you would add to what I said?
No, that was good.
Okay, cool, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Denise.
Thanks, Lisa.
I think we've got
no further questions at this time.
Oh, no further. I was going to say we're
well, good. Yeah, we're right on that. Well, here, let me actually, you know what, her question actually prompted this. Ernie Thompson in Georgia actually left us a message about the client newsletter, and this is what he said, because we actually transcribed the audio. It says, I've been using the Healthy Home newsletter for a number of months now, and I get a very, very good response from my clients on that. I have one who's a mom who says she actually sits down and reads it to her children every month. I tried a different newsletter from a different source, and it was a fiasco, but I went right back to the Healthy Home newsletter, and it's been great. And then we got another one from Pat and Leanne, and it says, Pat and I both know how hard this business can be. We seem to either have too much work with no help or not enough work with too much help or no good help either. We love the business, and it can be so rewarding, and thanks to Joe, we're making strides every day. The best marketing tools that have worked for us are the newsletter and the direct marketing letters. Marketing to your current customer base seems to work the best. When we get really slow, we offer special discounts and referral rewards. And there's actually more, but I know we're behind time. So let me see if there's any last things that I need to wrap up on. The key that I would want to point out as the big takeaways here is, for one, just mail it. Just do it. I mean, using Nike's thing, just do it. The secret to success with this is not mailing a newsletter once, but it's consistency. So the responsiveness of your house list, your database, is cumulative over time, and it will deepen the relationship the more that you actually do this. So make sure that you do it consistently, and if you're busy and you're overwhelmed, then let us be your personal marketing department. I mean, if you're too busy running your business or watching TV to write your own letter or whatever, you know, we have it set up so you don't have to do that. If you hate writing and you don't have, like, you know, 8 to 15 hours a month to dedicate to writing, you know, it's already done for you. Many people can't write and they don't want to write, so don't beat yourself up. It's written for you. And, you know, just you do it consistently. It works. We have, you know, it's not even us guessing or thinking. I mean, we just have more than enough evidence that this works like gangbusters, and this will actually pay for your entire investment in Piranha Marketing, with the only caveat that as long as you treat people well and do a good job, and they'd want to come back and do business with you again. So like I said, the Homeowner's Ultimate Service Rolodex is going to be posted on the Coaching and Platinum section of Piranha Central, and go there and use it. And on behalf of myself and everyone at Piranha, thank you for participating in this, and I hope you found this really valuable. If you have any other questions, please let us know. And we have a website set up if you want to give me feedback at telljoepolish.com. Telljoepolish.com. That's one thing where you can actually give me feedback. And tomorrow we're going to be doing a call-in day. So if you have any other questions that you want to have answered that weren't that we didn't answer today, then check Piranha Central for the phone number and passcode for the call-in day tomorrow, and we will be good to go. And I hope you all participate tomorrow, because it's going to be a fun call. So, Lisa, anything else? Any famous last words?
No, you did a great job.
Okay, we are unmuted. Good night or good day or whatever time you're actually listening to this, everyone, and we will talk to you later.